This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We all love to give during the month of Ramadan. It's part of Allah's plan that as we fast in this beautiful month of Ramadan, we become compassionate towards those who don't have. I am staying away from food and drink for the pleasure of Allah in a way that He has told me to stay away from it. At the same time, I'm thinking of those who don't have it at all. And I'm asking myself, what should I do as a believer to be able to be there for those type of people? Automatically, my hand goes into my pocket and I come up with anything I can, be it a small amount, a larger amount, and I want to feed. So the hadith says, if you assist someone to open their fast at the end of the day, you will get a full reward of their fast as well. That's the reason why so many people go out and they want to feed. They call it iftar sa'im, to give iftar to the one who's fasting, to give iftar to the one who's fasting, because they know by me giving them the first few things that they're going to put in their mouths at the end of the day, when they're opening the fast, I'm going to get a full reward of that entire fast. However, let's also think of those who are less privileged. Many people love to work, many people love to actually give their zakat out during the month of Ramadan because of the multiplication of reward. And if we take a look at it, yes, indeed, the reward is multiplied. And it is not wrong to calculate your zakat during the month of Ramadan, to pledge it and to start giving it out. However, something of importance, if there is a need prior to Ramadan, you must remember that you will get a full reward when you are meeting the desperate need, even though it is not in the month of Ramadan, when you have already intended that I'm going to work this out in Ramadan and give it in Ramadan. Because Allah Almighty rewards you by your intentions. So if I planned, I'm going to calculate my zakat in Ramadan and give it out. But just before Ramadan, the earthquakes, the floods, whatever else, and I need to give, we must give at the time of need. You can give your zakat in advance as well. And you can say that, oh Allah, this is my zakat in advance. I have not yet calculated the amounts, but when I do calculate it, I'm going to deduct the amount I've just given as part of my zakat. It's not wrong to do that. And this is an important piece of information because Allah rewards you with your intention. If we are going to delay when there is a need, we could have delayed and caused loss of life in an indirect way because there was a need and we are saying wait and hang on. We cannot wait and we cannot hang on. My brothers and sisters, this is the mercy of Allah. Imagine He rewards us with our intention. That's how blessed Allah Almighty is. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. All actions are judged by their underlying intentions. So in the month of Ramadan, it's good to calculate your zakat. What do? You check how much you've had in terms of your savings, in terms of your business stock, in terms of your gold, silver and cash. You add onto that what people owe you and you deduct from that what you owe people and you work out 2.5% of it on condition that you held it for one entire year. Only 2.5% of that savings that you've had through the entire year, or the stock that you've kept for your business, whatever stock you have. Imagine Allah has not asked you for much. 2.5 is a very, very small percentage. For every $100, 97.5 are actually yours. When we say yours, you're still not allowed to use it in a way that is displeasing to Allah. Two things: I cannot earn in a way that displeases Allah, and I cannot spend in a way that displeases Allah. Over and above the zakat, it doesn't mean because it's mine, I can do anything with it. one of the first things you're going to be asked about is where did you earn and where did you spend your money? So may Allah make it easy for us. By you being charitable, you're cleansing your wealth. What that means is sometimes there might be a few factors regarding your wealth. Number one, the inclination of a human being's heart towards wealth to a degree where it comes in the way between you and Allah is considered filthy. It's considered dirty because materialism has made you develop a gap between you and Allah that is not clean. It's unclean, impure. So Allah says the term zakat, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ. Take from their wealth a charity, referring to zakat, that will cleanse them. How does it cleanse you? In many ways. One of them is, it removes from the heart the love for the wealth beyond a certain point. Why I say beyond a certain point? Everyone loves material things or wealth to a certain extent, and that extent varies from person to person. Some people are prepared to do anything and everything just to earn what we call a quick buck. But at the same time, there are others who will never do anything displeasing to Allah, no matter how it seems to be glaring them in the face, how much it seems to be glaring them in the face. If it is displeasing to Allah, it's not going to happen. So this is the type of human being we should be. We ask Allah for blessings. We ask Allah for wealth. We work towards it. We would like to earn. We want to do the business deals or we want to get the good job. You make dua, may Allah bless you, bless all of us with that goodness. But make sure that whatever you do, you have not compromised halal and haram. In the interim, there may be a little bit of something that might have crept into your wealth unknowingly. Your zakat will purify that for you too. It cleanses it. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, in wealth, there is a duty that is over and above the zakat. What is it? It is for you to give something voluntary from your pocket. Why is it that people only give the 2.5% that did not belong to them in the beginning? Because for every $100, like I said, 97.5 is yours. The other 2.5 belongs to Allah. You have to get it out of your system anyway. So by you giving it, yes, you've done the right thing. You will earn a great reward. You fulfill the pillar of your faith. But at the same time, by you giving beyond that, that is from you, your pocket, your love of Allah, your love for the good causes, your reaching out in your own way with your own money that has nothing to do with zakat. This is called charity. The sadaqat, the charities that are totally voluntary. Make it a habit to give a lot, because the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us that this charity extinguishes calamity. So if calamity is coming in your direction and you've been a very charitable person, it will be diminished or extinguished to a great degree, and that calamity will not hit you as badly as it would have had you not been a charitable or a good person. So therefore, keep giving charities and reach out to people. Another very interesting factor, each time you make life easy for someone, Allah makes life easy for you. When you've given someone who owes you money a little bit more time to pay that money, Allah will give you more time on the day of judgment. In fact, Allah will make easy for you your reckoning. That is something that we really need to consider when it comes to the issue of zakat and charity. So, my brothers and sisters, it is not compulsory for you and I to work out the zakat in the month of Ramadan. It could be any other month of the lunar calendar, but let it be consistent. Ramadan is very convenient. Most people actually like to do it in Ramadan. They have time and they know they won't forget it. And similarly, they enjoy the giving, because when you're hungry, and when you know that you are holding back for the sake of Allah, there is the element of compassion that definitely comes about. And you start feeling empathy. You want to come out and reach to people, reach out to them. Allah is telling you, give, give. No one has ever lost wealth because they gave a charity. No one's wealth was ever depleted because of a charity that they have given. Those are the words of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So my brothers and sisters, While we are giving, remember, consider yourself fortunate for having been given the opportunity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to witness a cause that is needy. Many people waste their wealth. It doesn't mean because I have a lot of money, I can throw it and waste it and be extravagant. Allah says extravagance is actually the handiwork of the devil, or those who are extravagant. The wording is, those who are extravagant are the brethren of shaitan. So let's not be that. Allah's telling you, no matter how much you have, you are allowed to have something that might be slightly luxurious. It might be expensive if you can afford it, for as long as you're not wasting and for as long as it has not affected your character, your conduct, and the general human being that you are. Some people, the moment they see a lot of wealth, they become arrogant and haughty. They become very loud and aggressive. When Allah is telling you, your test is, now that we've given you, are you going to be the opposite? The opposite meaning, you're going to be humble, you're going to be serving people, you're not going to be loud and aggressive, you're going to speak to them with humility. If that's the case, it was a gift, and you are passing your test. Don't let your position, your power, your wealth, whatever else it may be that Allah's blessed you with, don't ever let it make you develop negative traits. Because if that's the case, you're failing the test. If you've developed positive traits as a result of the blessings and favors of Allah upon you, you have indeed become an immaculate human being and a good Muslim. And you will be closer to Allah than ever before. And He will bestow you with much more than you can imagine. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of us. May He accept our charities, our zakat, as well as that which is voluntary. And may He help us to calculate our zakat in the correct way and to give it out in a timeliest manner. May Allah Almighty also grant every one of us barakah and blessings in the wealth He's given us, such that we enter Jannatul Firdaus and paradise as a result of having achieved the mercy of Allah Almighty. My brothers and sisters, spend, for indeed Allah will spend on you. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad.
Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr.